New York Democrat Eric Adams, get on board with illegal immigration influx in schools, hospitals, neighborhoods. By John Binder on July 25, 2022. New York City, New York, Mayor Eric Adams, D, says New Yorkers must be on board with having their schools, hospitals, and neighborhoods burdened by an influx of illegal immigration to the region as a result of President Joe Biden's policies. During a press conference this week, Adams warned the city's nearly 8.4 million residents, who remain some of the most tax-burdened people in the United States, to be prepared to have their schools, hospitals, roads, and neighborhoods inundated with border crossers and illegal aliens who are arriving by the tens of thousands every month. Number 1, this is an opportunity for New Yorkers to move away from "not in my backyard." We all must share the crisis, Adams said. Our approach has been to divide up the homeless issue even prior to the asylum seekers by councilmanic districts. Now with this influx of people seeking asylum and support, now we have to go beyond that, Adams continued. We're looking at the potential for emergency shelters in hotels and other facilities. If there was ever an all-hands-on-deck moment, this is it. Our system was inundated with those who were seeking shelter because of the callousness of those other states that were pushing them out. Adams warned that everyone's neighborhood in New York City will be burdened by the waves of border crossers and illegal aliens being released every day into the U.S. interior. New Yorkers, Adams said, must accept that reality. We're here, we're receiving them, and everyone is going to have to be on board. And we can't have the historical "I believe people should be housed but just don't house them on my block." Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. We need everyone on board with this. Emphasis added. As I said last week, our schools are going to be impacted. Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted. We're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us on this. Emphasis added. Already, New Yorkers must deal with the nation's highest population densities for a major American city. The city houses nearly 30,000 residents per square mile. The density has translated to a lack of public resources for residents. Just last year, parents in New York City protested as their public schools became overcrowded with class sizes exceeding 30 school children per teacher. At the same time, the city's sanctuary city policy that shields illegal aliens from arrest and deportation, along with other incentives for jobs, lax immigration enforcement, and one of the highest illegal alien populations, has helped skyrocket rents for New Yorkers as more competition in the housing market drives up costs. The New York Times reported in May. In New York City, roughly one-third of renters are severely rent-burdened, meaning they spend more than 50% of their income on rent, according to a survey of the city's housing stock issued last week. Emphasis added. The city's affordability crisis has been underscored more than once in recent weeks. A report released this month by the brokerage firm Douglas Elliman showed that rents in some parts of the city are continuing to surge. In Manhattan, for example, the median effective rent in April 2022 was $3,870, more than 38% higher than a year before and the highest level ever recorded. Emphasis added. The survey of the city's housing stock underscored a long-standing trend of dwindling affordability. Between 2017 and 2021, New York City lost almost 100,000 units that had rented for less than $1,500 per month, while it added 107,000 units that rent for at least $2,300 per month. Emphasis added. Research conducted at the University of Pennsylvania found that an immigration inflow equal to 1% of a city's population is associated with increases in average rents and housing values of about 1%. Which would equate to a massive cost burden for New Yorkers as immigrants make up more than 37% of the city's population. From February 2021 to May 2022 alone, Biden has released over a million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. This is about twice the population of Wyoming and larger than the population of Austin, Texas. Likewise, since Biden took office, his Department of Homeland Security, DHS, estimates that nearly 820,000 illegal aliens have successfully crossed into the U.S. via the southern border, undetected by Border Patrol agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.